I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ko te kaupapa o te kōrerorero I tēnei rā, ko te tūtakitanga. The kaupapa of today's kōrero is a meeting between two people for the first time in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Tēnā koe hoa.
Kia ora hoa.
E pēwhia ana.
Ah, hoi anō, ko taua āhua anō rā. A koe?
E ora ana, ko āpera tōku ingoa. Ko waito ingoa.
Kia ora āpera, ko hēmia hau. No, konei koe.
I tipu ake au I konei, engari ko te ati aua tōku iwi. No, hea koe.
No Ngāti Maniapoto a hau. Engari I tupu ake a hau I Taihape. Ā, ko waru tau e noho ana a hau I Tāmaki Makaurau.
He aha tō mahi.
He kaia ko reo Māori a hau. He aha tāu.
He tauira hau I te whare wānanga.
Ko te aha tō kaupapa ako.
Ko te reo Māori.
Kā pai e hoa.
Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki te ipāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly a hau.
Ko Āpero Woodfine a hau.
The kaupapa of today's kōrero is he tūtakitanga.
He tūtakitanga, a first time meeting between two people.
Aye, even though Āpero and I know each other quite well, we have put on our little drama hats and pretended that we're meeting for the first time.
Ka pai e hoa. Let's break it down.
Let's break it down. Tuatahi, like any good conversation, we start with a few hellos.
Tēnā koe hoa.
Kia ora hoa.
E pēwhia ana. Then the conversation moves to me asking Hemi how he is.
Mm-hmm. And just want to note that way of asking the question, e pēwhia ana, is very Waikato Tainui, or very Tai Tokerau, so Northland as well, in the nature of the way the question's asked. E pēwhia ana, pēwhia ana. What's your go-to?
I like e pēwhia ana, actually. Sometimes I drop the E at the start when pēwhia ana. I'm feeling lazy. Yeah, pēwhia ana.
And that just, you know, that's how te reo works. As we become more and more confident in the language, we know we can drop this and drop that, and it gets shorter and shorter and shorter. So we might have learned in the beginning stages, e pēwhia ana koe, or kei te pēhia koe. And now we've got these short versions.
Ka pai. What was your answer, Eho?
I wanted to give another answer. I didn't want to give that same old, like, pai ana, kei te pai. So here's another option that you might be able to use. If you're feeling like today's no different than yesterday, you could say, hoi ano. Try that one.
Hoi ano.
Hoi ano.
Hoi ano.
Hoi ano.
What's the whakahua there? What's the pronunciation there, hoa?
There's a few ways that this kupu can be pronounced. It is just depending on the speaker and where they come from. So heoi could be said hoi, hoi, heoi, hoi, heoi anō. Mm-hmm. The general way it's used is heoi.
Heoi.
Heoi anō. And it literally means however, but it's another way of saying, so-so, nothing new. And then the next line I use is literally saying that. Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Like same old, same old. Nothing's changed.
Kia ora. Tino pai tērā.
I took a shortcut. Instead of asking you the question back, I went with the shortcut, a koe.
A koe.
What's your interpretation?
How about you?
And you?
Aye,
a koe.
Cool.
Some people say me koe. Which is also okay. Some people might say that a koe is more Māori because me koe is like me and I'm just going to say they both mean the same thing. And communication is about understanding. A koe is my go-to though.
Ka pai. So my answer was e ora ana, ko āpira tōku ingoa. So I've said I'm well, and then taken the opportunity to introduce myself by giving my name. And then I follow up with, ko wai tō ingoa.
Ko wai tō ingoa. I want to acknowledge āpira, so kia ora āpira is my response. Before introducing myself, ko he mea hau. So just to note there, we've both given our names, introduced ourselves, using two different sentences. What was yours, Eho?
Mine was ko āpira tōku ingoa. So giving my name, ko āpira tōku ingoa. Āpira is my name.
And mine was ko he mea hau, which translates to I am Hemi. So just when you are having a kōrero or even getting up to introduce yourself, there's two ways you can do it. Ko āpira tōku ingoa, but use your name, not āpira's. Or ko he mea hau, I'm and your name.
Ka pai.
My question to āpira was, now getting into origin. Origin, whakapapa, where you come from, where do you belong? And I asked the question, no ko nei koe. How would you translate that?
Are you from here?
Aye, ka pai. And just to give you some context, we're based in Tāmaki Makaurau, so that's where this kōrero is happening. No ko nei koe. What was your response? How tō whakahoki?
I said, I tipu ake au i konei. Engari, ko te ati awa tōku iwi.
There's a little bit to break down in there. What is this i tipu ake?
Does that mean, that means to grow up, right?
Aye.
Tipu, tipu being to grow. What is ake doing here?
Ake is like in an upwards direction. So it's mai, atu, ake, iho, those words that give the direction of the action.
Okay.
So we know we're growing up. Yeah, just like we say in English, grow up. So the ake is kind of the upwards part.
Cool, cool. So tipu ake, kind of coming together. It's like a little package there. Aho i konei. So I grew up here. Engari.
Engari. Nice little joiner there into the next part of your kōrero. Engari means
but.
But.
So I've said, I grew up here, but ko te ati awa tōku iwi. Te ati awa is my iwi.
Kapai. I think it's important here to note this is kind of the natural progression of a lot of kōrero. When we ask someone where they're from in te reo, especially if they are Māori, there's an acknowledgement of the place where they live, where they grew up, where they come from, where their whakapapa connections are. It's important to acknowledge these things.
Kia ora.
And then we understand how we connect to each other.
And if you don't have any whakapapa Māori, kei te pai, maybe here you could put in where you were born.
Yeah, where you live.
Or where you currently reside, exactly.
All right, all of those things.
Ko taku pātai, my pātai back to Hemi was, no hea koe.
Ko taku whakautu, my answer, no Ngāti Maniapotoa hau. I'm going to assume everyone understands what that means now. No Ngāti Maniapotoa hau. Engari, and I'm going to take it, you know what that means as well. We just looked at engari.
Ka pai.
I tupu ake ahau i taihape. So I've given the same information, just the other way around. I'm from Ngāti Maniapoto, but I grew up in Taihape.
Kia ora. Well, tetahi mea hoa, one little thing. You've said tupu, and I've said tipu.
Tipu, tupu, tipu, tupu. You see this throughout the reo, the use of the I or the U in certain kupu. This is one, tipu, tupu. Where else have you seen it? With the I and the U, they have a little kani-kani.
Tupuna and tipuna.
Right? Aye. Tupuna, tipuna. So the same kupu there for ancestor. There's also, this is a blanket whakamārama, but if we look at kind of East Coast, West Coast dialect, how it's explained sometimes. So iwi, more on the West Coast of the North Island, te ka Māui, keen on the u appearing in kupu. So tupu, tupuna, tupuna. And then towards the east coast of Te Kau Māui, you hear the E being pronounced more. Tipu, tipuna, tipuna. And that kind of plays on into other words as well. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of similar with the pēhea, pēwhea that you hear. Manuhiri, manuwhiri.
Kia ora.
It's a little dialectal differences. Same kupu.
Ka pai.
I finished my sentence by explaining where I live and how long I've lived there.
Mm.
So have a listen. A, kua waru tau e noho ana hau I Tāmaki Makaurau. How tō whakapākeatanga, how would you translate that?
And I've been living in Tāmaki Makaurau for 8 years.
Ka pai.
So one thing, we've got an A to start the sentence off, translating to and.
Aye, and yeah, A.
And it's worth noting, just like in Te Reo Pākehā, we can start a sentence with A or and. So if we finish our sentence, oh, I tupu ake au I taihape. A, kei te pai tērā. You can start your sentence with A.
And I think when we're talking too, it's kind of just flowing in. It's leading into that next part. When it's written down, you can see, oh, there might be a full stop there or a comma there. But when you're hearing the reo being spoken, it's really joining that kōrero, that sentence, to the next part of my kōrero.
Mm. So another interesting thing we've got in this phrase, kua waru tau e noho ana ahau I Tāmaki Makaurau. Kua waru.
Mm.
And cool use of kua.
Kua waru tau. It's been 8 years. Mm. Yeah, kua waru tau. Yeah, I've started with the number there. E noho ana ahau. I've been living I Tāmaki Makaurau in Auckland.
Mm. Kia ora. Ko taku pātai ki a hemi, my pātai te hemi was he aha tō mahi.
And my answer was he kaiako reo Māori ahau. He kaiako reo Māori ahau. So let's break down this question answer. You're asking me, what's my mahi?
Mm.
What's my job? What do I do?
What do you do?
I do lots of things, but one way I might answer this is by just keeping it simple and saying he. So I'm keeping the he, but I'm going to replace aha with my mahi, with my job.
Mm.
He kaiako reo Māori ahau. I'm a Māori language teacher.
Ka pai. Kei te marama. Very clear.
I ask you the same thing, but I've just taken another huarahi, another pathway.
Mm.
So another shortcut, really. Hea tau.
Ooh.
Hea tau. And this is just a short way to say, what do you do?
Mm.
Or it could be in context, what are you doing? But in this sentence, it's replying back, what do you do? Hea tau.
Mm. Ko taku whakautu, my answer is, he tauira ahau I te whare wānanga.
Mm.
He tauira ahau, I'm a student, I te whare wānanga.
What's another kupu for tauira?
Ākonga.
Ākonga. Aye, synonymous. Mm. Kupu taurite, era. So tauira or ākonga.
Mm.
That led me to my final question, because you said I te whare wānanga at university, which I got curious about, thinking what's your subject? What are you studying? And the way I can ask that is, ko te aha tō kaupapa ako.
Ko taku whakautu, ko te reo Māori.
Ko te reo Māori. What if you had two subjects? Like, what if you're doing Māori and Japanese, which I think is actually the case. Yeah. How do you add on?
Could I say, ko te reo Māori, ko te reo Hapanihi hoki?
Mm-hmm. Ko te reo Māori, ko te reo Hapanihi hoki. Ko te reo Māori, me te reo Hapanihi.
Kei te pai tēnā?
Ai, ngā mērua kei te pai. Both are good.
Kia ora. So now that we've broken down our kōrero, let's have a listen to it one more time. Tēnā koe e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa.
E pēwhia ana.
Hoi anō. Ko taua āhua nō rā. A koe.
E ora ana. Ko āpera tōku ingoa. Ko waito ingoa.
Kia ora āpera. Ko hemi ahau. Nō konei koe.
I tipu ake au I konei. Engari, ko te ati aua tōku iwi. Nō hea koe.
Nō Ngāti Maniapoto ahau. Engari, I tupu ake ahau I taihape. Ā, ko waru tau e noho ana ahau I Tāmaki Makaurau.
He aha tō mahi.
He kaiako reo Māori ahau. He aha tāu.
He tauira ahau I te whare wānanga.
Ko te aha tō kaupapa ako.
Ko te reo Māori.
Ka pai e hoa. Now that we have a better understanding of today's kaupapa kōrero, let's jump into a few pātai just to finish up. Now, this is where we want you to also jump in and participate. So as we go through the questions, answer them as we go along. I've got a pātai for you, e hoa. When asked the question, kei te pēhia koe, what's one way to say same old, or nothing's new? Kei te pēhia koe.
Hoi anō.
Hoi anō. That'll do, all right? What's something else that you could add on?
Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Let's put it together. Kei te pēhia koe.
Hoi anō. Ko taua āhua anō rā.
Ka pai e hoa. Ka pai. You could have those two separately, or you could roll them together just as you did.
Kia ora. All right. I've got a pātai for you, hear me?
Kia tō pātai.
My pātai is, if you've just asked me what my mahi is, what's a nice shortcut I can use to ask the same question back to you?
So you would have said, hea tō mahi.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he kai ako ahau, hea tāu.
Hea tāu.
Hea tāu. I like that. Nice and short. Yeah. And you can even use that to say, like, what are you doing now? Like, hea tāu ināene. What are you doing now? Hea tāu ināene.
E hopu ana.
E hopu ana I ngā kōrero nei. How would you tell me how long you've lived in Auckland?
Could use kua and then how many years? Kua. Oh, e aua e hoa. Kua roa te wā.
Kua roa te wā.
Kua. If I lived here for 5 years, say, kua rima tau ahau.
I know where you want to go. You want to say kua rima tau ahau e noho ana. And that's another way to say the same thing. And that's the way it's phrased sometimes. So that's okay. So let's just acknowledge that because some people might be asking that question. Kua rima tau ahau e noho ana I Tāmaki Makaurau. Or kua rima tau e noho ana ahau I Tāmaki Makaurau. So we hear that being phrased those two ways. Okay. So it's good to clarify that just in case people are wondering.
Kia ora.
Pātai whakamutunga. Last question. I'm going to treat this as a question, which didn't appear as a question in the kōrero rero, in the dialogue, it appeared as a statement, but I'm going to turn it into a question. I tupu ake koe I whea.
I tupu ake au I konei, I Tāmaki Makaurau.
Kia ora, ka pai. Ka pai e hoa, tēnā koe, o tira tēnā koutou. What you can also do with this dialogue, with this kōrero rero, is take the parts that you can use as statements to give a short mihi mihi, to give a short introduction of yourself. So take the parts that introduce yourself. Ko hemi kali taku ingoa, no Ngāti Maniapoto ahau, I tupu ake ahau, I taihape, he kai ako reo Māori ahau. There is my brief mihi that I can use to introduce myself when I need to.
Kia ora. And also for the kaiwhakarongo, the listeners out there, all of this dialogue will be in the show notes. So if you want to actually see it written down, check out the show notes. They'll be visible wherever you're listening to this.
Koia, koia. Ka hoki mai, maiwa ko apira a te rā wiki. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koutou.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mā Tāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.